Now let's talk about the second of the sensitive period challenges, keeping puppies safe from disease. We still have these competing needs. We must get our puppies out for socialization, introductions to the world, and development both physically and mentally. But at the same time, they face these three risks: inherent fearfulness, natural canine behaviors, and disease. As we discussed in an earlier module, the risk of diseases including parvovirus, distemper, canine flu, and rabies are very real, at least in most parts of North America. The main sources of these diseases for our pups comes from their environment. Dog and other animal feces present the greatest risk, but urine and other bodily fluids like saliva are also sources of disease. Even if our pups don't go outside, pathogens are brought in on our shoes and clothing, hands, and through our other dogs. So how do we protect our pups? I know it's a scary word, but we use biosecurity, which are all the measures we use to prevent the introduction and spread of disease. This includes sanitation and disinfecting, controlling who comes in and out of our homes or kennels, and isolating pups and other dogs, implementing sensible socialization plans, and properly timed vaccinations. Now let's do a quick review of cleaning puppies' environments from Module 4.3. Remember, proper cleaning is a three-step process. First, we clean or remove solid and liquid waste, both organic and inorganic. Remember, you can't disinfect if there's still waste around. Then, we disinfect and sanitize using chemicals of some sort or steam. And finally, we deodorize with another product if needed. Most disinfectants these days also deodorize, so you may not need this additional step. Be sure to select products that are both safe and effective. And don't forget the power of steam to disinfect. Next, let's take a look at traffic control and isolation. Controlling who pups come in contact with and where they go is a critical part of your biosecurity plan that will reduce the risk of diseases getting into your pups. When you have visitors engage with your pups, be sure they wash their hands well before touching them, remove their shoes before entering the house, and wear clean clothes that haven't been to the dog park, vet's office, animal shelter, or pet store. While you have sensitive period pups at home, it's usually best to keep all shoes, even those of your family, outside or in one place in your house where your pup doesn't go. If you show or train other dogs, keep your pups isolated from these dogs until you know that the pups are protected by their vaccines. And when you take your pups out, which you should, take them places where few dogs go. Safe socialization places include many banks, senior centers and children's schools, garden centers, and home improvement stores like Home Depot. Research has also shown that good quality puppy kindergartens are safe for puppies and rarely cause disease outbreaks. And finally, we use our vaccinations to develop individual immunity in our pups against core diseases like parvovirus, distemper, adenovirus, and rabies, and then non-core diseases like the canine influenzas, kennel cough, and more, depending upon your puppy's personal situation. If you don't have a nomograph, you must assume your puppy is not protected until 18 weeks of age. His mom's immunity may have run out at a week, or it may not run out until 16 weeks. You have no way of knowing, so even if you want to practice minimal vaccinations, you have to be extremely cautious until you've confirmed your pup's immunity with a titer at 18 weeks. Remember, the Companion Animal Vaccine Immunity Lab at the University of Wisconsin will do that titer for you for $40. Between now and 18 weeks, you should follow the World Small Animal Veterinary Association's vaccination guidelines, which we've put in your resource section. With those, you'll start distemper, adeno, and parvovirus vaccinations between 6 and 8 weeks of age, and repeat those every 2 to 4 weeks until 16 weeks. Be sure to give at least 2 weeks between vaccinations, since the parvo component can limit the effectiveness of any additional vaccine given within that time. We use Merck's Novavax Puppy DPV, formerly ProGuard DP, and Novavax Canine 3 DAPV because they've been shown to counter maternal antibodies sooner than other vaccines. Links to those are in your resource section. Be sure to do rabies by law in your area and do your non-core vaccines only as needed. If, however, you have a nomograph on your pup's dam, you can create a tailored vaccination protocol that allows you to more safely socialize and develop your pup. You'll have a better idea when your pup can respond to vaccines and when you should keep them home and protect them through access. Review Module 5.5 for a lot more information on nomographs and see our free ebook that's in the resource section. Wow, we face some challenges during the sensitive period, but remember this is the most important developmental period of your dog's life, and that the window closes at 16 weeks no matter what. Thus, we must find a way to balance socialization and development with our dog's natural progression of fear, helping them learn to resolve their concerns on their own, and to protect them from disease with biosecurity plans that include proper disinfecting and safe isolation and socialization, as well as vaccines and ideally nomographs.